The fifth article in our introduction to immunity is called Our Immune Bureaucracy. That's a question mark. Our innate immune cells and digestion that we talked about in the earlier articles are backed up by a very sophisticated defense infrastructure called the adaptive immune system. This is more complex and also more likely to go wrong. The adaptive or specific immune system is formed of types of white blood cells called lymphocytes. These include B cells or plasma cells and T cells. They are responsible for mounting responses to specific antigens. Unlike the immediately active innate immune system, the adaptive response to a new antigen encounter can take days. However, on the basis of this encounter, B and T cells produce memory cells, which can respond quickly to repeat exposures. Memory cells are the aim of vaccinations. B cells have two major functions. They produce antibodies to neutralize antigens, and they also present these antigens to T cells. In an infection, antibodies can coat germ walls and initiate one of three measures. Neutralization prevents the pathogen from binding and infecting host cells. Inopsonization, an antibody-bound pathogen, serves as a red flag to alert immune cells like neutrophils and macrophages to engulf and digest the pathogen. And complement is a process using specific proteins like a limpet mine to directly destroy bacteria. The most common type of antibody, or immunoglobulin, or IG for short, produced by B cells are IgGs. Other important types are associated with the gut wall we saw in an earlier article, IgA, IgD, and IgM. There are also IgE antibodies, most associated with basophils or mast cells. These are designed to target large parasites like amoebae and worms, but are mostly associated in modern times with allergic responses. T cells have roles that include killing infected cells directly and activating or recruiting other immune cells. CD8 T cells, as they're called, recognize and remove virus-infected cells and cancer cells. CD4 T cells, or T helper cells, are responsible for coordinating immune responses to bacteria and other pathogens. Regulatory T cells, or TREGs, T-regs, monitor and inhibit the activity of other T cells. They prevent adverse immune activation and maintain tolerance, or the prevention of immune responses against the body's own cells and antigens. And there's a helpful article that illustrates the various features of the immune system, the adaptive immune system, the innate immune system we talked about earlier, and other features. As well as targeting antigens and damaged cells, lymphocytes of the adaptive immune system can release powerful pro-inflammatory cytokines, such as interleukin 1, 6, 12, tumor necrosis factor alpha or TNF-alpha, and interferon gamma. These play crucial roles in initiating and sustaining inflammatory responses and potentially damaging surrounding tissues, e.g. the bone loss in periodontal gum disease. In certain conditions, e.g. as was seen in the most severe COVID infections, the adaptive immune system can contribute to cytokine storms, excessive and uncontrolled release of pro-inflammatory cytokines that can lead to severe tissue damage. On the other hand, the adaptive immune system also produces regulatory cytokines like interleukin 10 and interleukin 4, which can prevent excessive inflammation by suppressing the production of pro-inflammatory cytokines. So the adaptive immune system is both more complex and potentially more harmful than the innate immune system, the digestive system, and the inflammatory and fever responses that we saw earlier. To read further on adaptive immunity and its place in our immune system, there is a couple of papers and chapters that you can read online here.